The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, it's 98kupd. Our friend Guy Tori has made
his... Tori in the place to be got kicked out your mama's university.
Stand Up Live all weekend, 480-719-6100. If you want to go, standuplive.com at Guy Tori, T-O-R-R-Y, right?
It's not if you want to go, it's when you go.
When you have to go.
Yes.
Get into the air conditioning.
Best damn comedy show, period,
it's
man.
It's Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend.
Are you one of those?
No, my pineapple game is too strong.
What does that mean?
They don't like it there.
I eat too much pineapple to have kids.
Is that right?
It's my birth control method.
So is that the... Now, I understand that the pineapple game may be two different things for you and me, because pineapple game to me is if you eat enough of it, you want it to...
It sweetens
it's
it.
It's an aroma.
You want it to be ingested.
Right. Well, yeah.
And you don't put it in the normal place because it tastes like candy.
There you go. You get a gold star.
So our pineapple games are exactly the same.
There you go then, yes.
And you know this is true because...
Because of the feedback. I do research.
You have to.
Like Gordon Ramsay always says, taste your product.
Yes.
You
exactly.
do that?
Absolutely.
You do?
Wait
a minute. We're not on the same page.
You haven't tasted your own product.
What? I have. Oh. I ain't scared to admit it. I kiss girls. Thank you, baby. Mwah. Good. Bye now. Your Uber's outside.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. That's nice. And you say,
thank you, honey. Your Uber's outside. I got the one where you share it with people.
Oh my goodness. I would have never. I won't do that. I just put him in the Uber.
Sorry, sales department. I didn't want to give them a shout out.
No, it's fine. Uber's a real thing. We admit that it exists.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive. I'm not that guy.
I don't get no free ads.
I have the pineapple game.
There you go.
You might get a free game or free ride.
And kiwi. Kiwi's good, too.
But even my wife and stuff, I'm not she's when once that's over, there's no...
She told me that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She said that your pineapple game is just as good.
Yeah, because I know a flight attendant who works for Hawaiian Airlines. And whenever she goes there, she brings me back boxes of
because she likes what it does to you.
Yeah. Okay. So I get it fresh from Hawaii.
Oh,
nice. From Hawaii. That's CNH. That's sugar.
Same thing. So you, so that's why you're not a father.
Right.
It's because you learned at an early age.
Now, I've been called daddy a couple of times.
Is she going to get
you a
present?
I've been called daddy right before the Uber ride.
Well, it's a brilliant plan, and you should teach it to kids because it keeps teen pregnancies down. If you make that thing taste good.
I was working with the other administration to get pineapple boxes.
You were in Obama's administration.
In the lunch program.
Little kids, so they can start early. So by the time they're of age... They have sprouted
so
into
it is.
A lovely...
To make the pineapple game strong, universal pineapple cup.
I'm going to meet with this administration so we can continue the pineapple juice box program.
Wherever I need to sign up to volunteer, it's a grassroots program I'm all into.
Yes.
Guy Tori, this is a genius.
I'm trying to help the kids, man.
I've just met you. This is the first time in my life a conversation like this has been the first thing I've talked to with a person.
And this is for radio where families listen. Just wait until the live show tonight.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
It's unfiltered.
Can't imagine. Now tell people who you are, Guy Tori, because this is your first visit to Phoenix,
not first, but I've been here a few times before.
We've been here 16 years. You've never come in this house.
Hey, well, that means...
You've ducked us, man.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Blame it on the last administration and anybody else.
So tell us what to expect from a Guy Tori.
Man, you know what? Filth.
Yes, perfect. Sold, stop there.
Some politics, of course.
Okay. Filthy politics?
I'm divorced, so, you know.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay. A little bitter comedy in there a little bit.
How long have you been divorced?
For 8 years now.
Isn't it great, though?
Man, what?
It's a phenomenal thing. It's cartwheels all day
single,
long.
I'm single, man. Yeah. I have no kids. I'm attractively challenged, but I'm not...
You're not attractively challenged.
I'm not completely unattractive, but I'm I'm somewhere in between, like, Denzel and Flavor Flav, you know? It's like...
And
I'm a little closer to Flavor than I like to be, that's for sure. But I'm better looking at Steve Buscemi and Lil Wayne.
That's true.
Sure.
Yeah, if you were mixed between those two,
ooh, man,
forget it.
Imagine?
You should have stayed married.
Wow.
Yeah,
then you'd be Jay-Z.
He did okay, and he's not attractive at all.
Great.
Yeah, and he's not a good-looking man.
No, he's not.
But his pockets are.
But what?
His pockets are
deep.
Yeah, they're a little bit deep.
All the way to Australia.
So rate yourself 1 to 10, Guy Tori, for the ladies' interest. What would you say?
Physically, I would say a 5. I'm right in the middle.
You think you're a 5?
5.
And that's just your height as well.
And a weak 5, too, like a gray 5. Like it's not a full black 5. It's like gray. It's like it's a little cloudy, you know?
It could slip.
How many Moscow Mules the girls have had?
And it can go day to day?
It can go day to day.
What personality?
In the right lighting. In the right lighting, I'm a handsome son of a gun.
You're like a fat girl.
In the, huh?
You're like a fat girl. In the right lighting with a few drinks.
They're not fat girls.
I'm just saying.
Plus size beauty model. I love girth.
A Lane Bryant model.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
But like that, a few drinks,
man,
you know, some personality, and the next thing you know, that five's a nine.
Yes.
That's exactly. What you're seeing you are.
Exactly.
That can happen quickly.
Yeah.
With me, yes.
Yeah.
And the muse they make at Stand Up Live,
that is
amazing. The drinks are strong.
Yeah, the drinks are good. And so you've already, even in just one day, you've experienced how good the meals are.
Strong. I ain't even strong. They're strong. They make your English all bad. They're strong.
It's a strong drink.
And they got some great scrimps, too.
Have you tried? I love scrimp.
Yeah. They got some. I don't know if they have salmon. It's salmon, but I know when you salmon
when you've had a meal.
My weekend is
you hear it ordered
salmon.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Let me get the salmon. Really? I know the L is there.
Yeah. It's in there, but we don't talk about it. It's like herbs. Herbs.
Yeah,
there's an
exactly.
H, but we don't mention it.
Or the swordfish.
Yeah. Now, why did you get divorced? I'm curious about this. Was it her or you?
You know what, man? It was, I never blame people. Like,
but it was
I always
her
say
fault.
It was me. I think I wasn't, we weren't compatible.
What,
and I knew
married?
Going in we weren't compatible.
Really? Right off the bat.
A long-distance relationship.
Isn't it amazing, though? Because I've been divorced, too. Isn't it amazing that after your divorce, you're like, I knew this?
I knew going in.
Yeah.
But see, what happened was, I proposed. It was a long-distance relationship.
Right.
So you know when you're dating long distance, you don't really get the everyday monotony of being around someone. And when you're in town or
longer.
She's in town, it's the best of.
You're
like an all-star game.
Right.
It is.
So you don't really know the ins and outs of every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. So I end up getting, I wanted her to move to L.A. because she's from St. Louis, where I grew up.
Okay.
And she's like, well, I'm not moving there without a commitment. So I got engaged on The Tonight Show.
Is that right?
It was at the time that Pearl Harbor was coming out. I was in Pearl Harbor. It came out. And then The Animal, the movie with the little midget dude.
Yeah, Rob Schneider.
Schneider. Yeah.
Yeah. You were in that as well.
Yeah, my boy.
Your voice.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah.
My man.
I ain't taking that call at 3 a.m.
We gotta get
state,
into that.
Correctional facility. Nope. Let him rot.
You don't like Rob Schneider?
Oh, no.
Me neither. It's great.
Right,
we can get together on this. I'm with
saying.
You on that.
So Pineapple and Rob Schneider.
We're pretty much the same. We're ebony and ivory, you and me.
Man.
It's just this harmony.
I'll
we've
be
got.
Buddies with Trump before Rob.
Yeah, what did he do to you?
He was just put me in a movie?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he ruined your career.
Tough
for a
to work with, huh?
Ooh.
No kidding. You don't want to talk about it, but I'm dying to know more.
About.
I'm dying to know more, guy.
I know.
You know, I'll tell you this. Now,
I love a pair of double Ds. That's why I got ADD.
He had a story where he came into a studio, not mine, but a friend of mine, and they told him if you look at his scar, he'll leave in the middle of the interview. Evidently on his face, he's got a scar, and he couldn't cover it that day. And he said, if you look at Rob's scar.
His IMDb page, too.
So they told him that to be very careful. He said, well, I don't even want to talk to him because now I'm going to look for a scar.
And you got to look down.
And you got it. Yeah, you got you're already looking.
Yeah,
oh my goodness!
He was
kind of standoffish.
Yeah,
the first time.
So wow.
Maybe he didn't have his Whole Foods run yet.
He
has to do the run before he does anything.
Really?
Yeah,
so you just got fed up with him, right?
And
away.
That's just to go plug his Tesla up.
Yeah, that's true. We missed that. Wow. Okay, good. You hate Rob Schneider. He was not all that kind to us either.
No, I forgot the story I was telling. I'm sorry, listeners.
Hang on, me too. I did too because I was
really
fascinated.
This is not good radio for me right now. I forgot the story.
You were in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yes. So Pearl Harbor. Oh, why I'm divorced.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Sorry. Yeah, I got lost too.
How quickly that
Rob Schneider stole her away from you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly it.
They were the same height. They saw eye to eye. So what happened was I was on the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. And I was Pearl Harbor come out 1 week, and The Animal came out the following week.
It was Leno's Tonight Show.
Huh?
Leno.
It was Leno.
Leno was hosting. Okay.
And so I proposed on the show. I flew my ex to L.A.
Wow.
I'm a huge Laker fan.
Yeah.
It was Game One. It was June 6, 2001, and it was Game One Lakers Philly when Iverson stepped over Tyronn Lue.
That was Game One.
That was Game One.
The only one that Philly won.
Exactly.
A backdoor sweep
for
Lakers.
Yeah, we were 15-1 that season. Big time Laker fan, me. So I ended up going to the game because I'm friends with Jeannie Buss, and she gave me tickets to Game 2, not Game 1. But I lied to my ex and said, hey, I got floor seats to Game 1 because she knew I knew Shaq and Kobe and those guys.
Yeah.
And she was like, you got to get out here. I got floor seats. And she was a Allen Iverson fan.
Okay.
I'm a Laker fan. So she wasn't a basketball fan. She was an Allen Iverson fan.
She was a fan of a dude here in Phoenix for a while.
Who's that?
Brian Colangelo.
Who? Why do you say that?
She was
my ex-wife.
Oh, Jeannie Buss or his ex-wife?
Oh, we're talking about his ex-wife.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jeannie Buss.
Talking about his ex-wife.
No, well, Jeannie gave me the tickets to the game, right?
Yeah.
So now I have my ex come out. We do Leno because Leno taped at 5 o'clock.
Right.
The game was at 7:30, so we did Leno, and I said we're going straight to the game.
Yeah.
But I had tickets for game too, so right. I kind of just did that to get her out there. So right. She wouldn't.
You lied to her, got her there
on.
A day early.
Exactly.
Right.
So then I propose on the show, and then you know once you propose on national TV,
it's
and
on.
You're getting married.
How can you say no?
Can you say no? So she said yes. 6 months later, she moves to L.A.
Oh, man.
And now we're living together, and now I'm starting to see, we have differences.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with her. It's just that we weren't compatible. I have
what
nothing
was,
bad
what
to say about
different,
her.
What was the different, though? What's the first thing you noticed? Like, oh, no, this is not a forever.
Horizontal Boop. Exercise. I like it a lot.
Right.
Pulling sheets. I like pulling sheets.
She liked banging her, and she didn't like it.
She was on a slower pace.
Right. And at the time, I was celibate at the time because I had been on tour with
right.
Def Comedy Jam, Kings of Comedy.
Sure.
I did a lot of things. So I was like, you know what? Let me chill out for a minute. I'm never going
to
find a woman to settle down with.
You wanted
it
to build
about...
up some zinc.
Exactly.
Guy, did you at any time during that run have a scare?
And what?
No,
with
like
my
you
ex?
Know, you, no,
and
no, no.
Like going off.
You may
going
have
off
had
the celibate.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was celibate. Not celibate,
celibate.
That's I was celibate, but.
Celebrating the butt.
I was celibate. I was celibate, but...
but what made you
right
stop?
Right there, double D's come along.
Yeah.
I'm falling off the wagon.
I'll start over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. And that was the scary
part. It's
always
Monday.
So you were, yeah, Monday's always...
It's always Monday. I'll start Monday. It can be Tuesday. I'll start Monday.
So you get on this thing. She comes out and you're celibate.
Yeah. In the 3 years we dated, we went to Cabo. We got, you know, go to Cabo.
Sure.
We got
sure.
Some,
good
know,
trip.
You
didn't
waste that money and not do anything.
Right.
Like, come on.
Right.
I don't care if you bring your mother, because you better just close the blinds and so mom, I know where I came from. Just,
yeah.
Let me just sample it one more time.
You're
anyway.
Going into mom and Cabo for the right hey, price?
They
oh
call
my
me
MF-er. That is the most disturbing thing since the pineapple kiss.
My mom hates pineapple. She's allergic to pineapple. That's why she has six kids.
It's amazing. God, she got a lot of kids. That talks right. Okay,
so,
go ahead.
So that's what happens. So now is you kind of find out that we really don't have a lot in common that
okay.
I thought. But
right.
I was in too deep.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, let me get married and it'll take time. It's just one of the relationships you got to take time. And it never
right.
really kind of grew. But we loved each other enough to be like, you know what? Before we start resenting each other,
yeah.
let's just go our separate ways.
Right.
You know?
And
we're still
okay.
friends to this day.
Well, that's
but,
dumb.
But it was like, it was a very easy and cool divorce.
There's
it
really no point in being friends with her if you can't take her to Cabo, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't
you got nothing in common. I mean, you just said
so did you?
It.
Yeah.
You're not taking me to Cabo.
Huh?
Did you prenup it?
I didn't prenup it,
yeah.
And I didn't really have to because she wasn't about that, and
okay.
it was so cool.
Good.
That's why I said she could have been a female dog about it,
yeah.
But she wasn't.
Yeah.
So you got out scot free, pretty much.
Man, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's
easy.
Why we're friends to this day.
That's right. Otherwise,
had it gone the other way.
You but know? You're not really friends with because you realize we have nothing in common. You're an Allen Iverson fan. I have no time for
but,
this.
But here's the thing: we're kind of like. We're sitting there. Now, we're at game two now. This is after. We're already engaged now. This
yeah.
is game two 2 days later, right? Now, we just lost game one.
Right.
And she was all cheering.
She's
and then
loving
she's sitting
it.
Next to me, game two, and we're sitting in Laker Row where the families and wives
right.
and stuff sit. And I'm like, she's cheering for AI.
Ooh.
In the Laker.
Ooh. Right?
Oh.
The
that
and I'm like, wait a minute. How are you going to cheer for the answer when I just popped the question?
Yeah.
That day should have been a red light. The like,
oh, yeah.
This is not the chick.
So you knew you had buyer's remorse within a week.
A day?
No kidding.
Let alone, that's pretty embarrassing for you because you're.
What?
You're
Jeannie
Buss
is watching
you.
Your
lady sitting next to my fiance at the time was like, looking at her. I said, I'll hold her. You beat her up. I'll hold my wife. It was like, lady, you can wail on her.
So now.
You're sitting in Laker Row.
Yeah, you can't do that.
In the finals, rooting for the other team, and we're down one game.
Yeah, you can't do that. But
no.
The good news is the Lakers dominated game two.
Yeah, and well, the rest of the
next whole
four.
Series, yeah. So
yeah.
It was all right. You got to shove it that
yeah.
You know, get to drive her home and then
right.
grudge F the fan out of her.
And that was the thing, because we was, you know, so celibacy thing at the time.
You were celibate with her?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was like, you know, if I'm going
to
love somebody, it
get
can't
to
be just
them.
About the sex.
Yeah, it can.
Because if something go wrong, when we get north of 40—
it can blur the vision.
We get north of 40. We are certain things don't act like they used to act.
Yeah.
Like when you ain't in your twos, all the instruments work well.
Yeah, they're perfect.
But you get north of 40, It's no longer a doorstopper.
Primitive.
A doorstopper. When you're in your fours, like me, it's more like a drawbridge. And you better hurry up before it goes down, because that drawbridge will drop real quick.
See, that's bad for you because you look young. You look like you're in your late 20s, because now you whip out this 40-year-old piece and nobody wants that.
Like, oh, yeah, a young buck. And then it's like, wait till I drop my shorts.
It ain't young anymore.
I'm young from the neck up.
You want to pick that up?
I'm going to need some yarn and some popsicles.
Well, you know, I'm not. Don't believe the myth about all black men.
It's just not happening there.
God fell asleep that day. When I was in that department.
Yeah.
You know, I think they ran out.
Oh no.
Yeah. So they must
gave you one of ours.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They gave me a 6-year old.
Isn't it the greatest?
Stayed like that. It just stayed like that.
Isn't it the greatest?
It's not gonna grow. I poured some of the Piaget juice on it and everything. It still didn't grow.
I still can't get over it. You said you'd F your mom in Mexico.
In Cabo, it's all
like a blues song. That
what are you gonna do? Shut the blinds.
I bang my mom in Cabo San Lucas. She hates pineapple. And then I wonder, I got to bang your mama blues. I got to bang your mama. Bang your mama blues. I see why daddy left you. Got to bang. No.
It's too much about sex with her. That's ridiculous. That guy toys.
Too for this, man.
It's gross. Stand Up Live. 480-719-6100, standuplive.com. What are you working on now? You're doing your stand-up, obviously.
I mean, someone is dumb enough to want to give me some money to do a reality show.
What?
Yes. So,
now, you've been in a ton of stuff. People may not know the name Guy Tori, but you've been in a lot of stuff.
A few things. Life with Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Bernie Mac, American History X with Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Pearl
you,
Harbor.
What were you in American History X? I
was a black guy.
Oh, okay. I remember you now.
You were
you weren't one of the Nazis?
I'm remembering the movie wrong. No, I auditioned for that role.
You're not the guy on the curb.
No, I'm not the curb guy.
Yeah.
No.
Which one? Were you there running from the guy in the curb?
No, I was the guy in jail with Ed Norton.
Oh, okay.
The floating sheets. That makes us say, I forgive. I love you. All ad-lib. Ad-lib that whole movie, man.
Really? How cool is that?
I said we're going to do it today. We're going to hasten. Okay, well, I don't know what
That's cool.
And how is Ed Norton?
Ed Norton, yes.
He's cool.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. He's a great actor.
Great actor.
That's all we need to know.
He's a great actor. Man, phenomenal actor. Super actor.
Was he acting like
tremendously great actor.
A good actor, you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go
what
with that.
What about Stacey Keach?
I had no scenes with Stacey, so I wasn't on the set the days of Stacey with it.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
But I was a big fan of Mike Hammer. Mick Spillane's Mike Hammer back in the day.
That's great. That's a great old show. Oh, that HBO? HBO did that, right?
I don't know.
Is that a regular show?
No, we grew up poor. We didn't have a cable.
No, that was network.
That was a network show. Oh, that was on CBS.
Yeah, it was like CBS or something like that.
Oh, great stuff. I forgot about
it. Was it HBO back then anyway?
It was HBO back then.
It was HBO.
We just didn't tell you guys about it.
I know, right? No, funny, because I grew up in the city of St. Louis. The city at the time didn't have cable. But the suburbs
It was really hard to get it into the cities. Right
When Def Comedy Jam first came out, it was HBO. My brother Joe Torre, not the Yankees manager, but the one who's been going to court with Bill Cosby. Why, I don't know.
He has?
Story.
Your stories can't have these little sidelights or I'm going to get lost. Yeah. Why is your brother going to Bill Cosby
court? I asked him the same thing.
And you don't believe Bill Cosby's innocent either? He's a great actor.
He's a great chemist.
He's an amazing alchemist.
He's an alchemist.
He's an amazing alchemist.
I mean, you know what? Bill is on my Comedy Mount Rushmore.
Of course
for
he
a
is.
Comedian.
Yeah.
For a comedian.
Right.
For his stand up.
Right.
Now, once the mic drops.
Right.
The pills drop. No. it's
hard because
I'm a big fan. I'm hoping he's innocent.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say.
But he's not.
He's like 0-50. Like 50. The Clippers had never went 0-50.
At a certain point, it's so hard.
50 is hard to be. Maybe not this one, but
some of them are.
And this one, I mean, and the girl he should be innocent because you don't need any pills for her.
Yeah, her hair. Like, how does she turn?
Man, if you got to drop pills,
reverse it around.
She is. I mean, I don't want to talk about because if it happened, it can happen to any wooga mooga. You know,
would that happen for you in Cabo if you're with her in Cabo?
Would you
Let me tell you something. I don't mean to bash her, but I'm a basher a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's the primary reason why they invented light switches and doggy style. Like, you don't want to look at them. Just turn around.
Maybe
and
Bill just didn't
want to
hear
go.
Her.
You don't need pills for that. Yeah. If you gonna drop a pill, with that
make it out of your league.
No, it's the morning after pill.
Oh, yeah. Put a morning after pill in
the
drink.
Only pill you need to drop. Here's your pill, and here's your Uber. Right? Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
In fact,
Uber drug them the next
should
morning.
Come with morning after pills. And then put them in the water before they give it to you. Yeah. Would you like a water?
Mm-hmm.
And you call your Uber, say, hey, this is the one. You know, that's Uber.
Uber sex,
after,
Uber X.
Morning,
Uber pharmacy.
MAB. Uber MAB. Morning after pill. MAP.
I like
MAP,
it. MAP.
MAP. Yeah. MAP.
Morning after
Uber
pill.
MAP.
Uber MAPs.
It comes the next morning or later that night when a morning after pill and already dissolved in the water.
And the Uber driver will drug your date and make sure that nothing happens.
MAP. Uber
you
MAP.
You and I are a lot more alike than you want
hey,
to
man.
Know.
Hey, brother.
Amen.
Hey, man. I see you're tan, man. You're a couple of shades off, but hey.
It doesn't have to look the same
right.
to believe the same stuff.
I was born on a Sunday. You were born on a Monday. The sun was out when I was born.
Might look a little American History X.
He kind of does look a little. Yeah. Because
you
know what?
Don't turn me.
No, I'm just.
Don't twist it, because I'll go.
Hey. I got my card.
I'm on the fence, man.
My card's up for renewal. No, the funny thing about that movie, American History X, is there's real skinheads on the set.
Really?
The director, who was Jewish and from Australia, wanted authentic, real,
the real
tattoos,
deal.
The real
they
deal.
They went and got
So they went to Orange County, California, which is the big skinhead capital. I think they went to a Korn concert. And they bust in like 300 skinheads.
Oh, my
God. So a lot of days, they had no blacks, Mexicans, nobody on the crew. Not even cab services.
No
not
kidding.
As PAs, production assistants, nowhere. So a lot of days, I was the only brother on the set.
Oh, man.
And I swear to God, I think they, the real skinheads, and they couldn't wait to say the N-word.
Yeah.
They were like warming up in the trailer. And they wanted to rehearse lines all the time. You got one line. Can rehearse with you, guy? We just want to say it in front of your face.
Man.
You got that one word. And you want to rehearse it.
Yeah. You want to get it right.
And it was just a chorus.
You don't want to come across weak.
And the funny, exactly. And the funny thing about it is there was some scenes in American History X that our director didn't really jive with.
Yep.
And he wanted to make Ed's character, my character, bond a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I remember going to his house one time and we were working on some scenes and the N-word came up. And I said, honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the definition of it is. I said, I'm supposed to be one, I guess, and don't know what the definition is. So he says, guy, we have some, his name is Tony K. He said, we have some skinheads as consultants in Orange County.
They're going to explain the N-word to you.
And so he said, let's call them up. So I'm on one line. They don't know I'm on another line of the phone. And he goes, hey, this is Tony K, the movie Two Brothers. Because it was called Two Brothers first. It wasn't American History X first.
Okay.
It became that later.
Right.
He said, we got the movie from Two Brothers. What's your definition of a, you know, he said the N-word. And he had a cool Australian accent. So it sounds beautiful coming
it's
out of
it.
I never heard the word sound so beautiful.
Right.
He said, what's the definition of a?
Right.
And the guy on the phone goes, oh, hold on a minute.
He gives it to an authority figure.
So he comes back, oh, it's someone who's worthless, lazy, and should go back where they belong. I'm like, well, blacks ain't the only N-words then.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them. But then he said, well, do you think all black people are N-words? He said, no, only some of them. I'm like, well, they only hate ends on the weekend. He's a part-time racist. And then we came up with that scene. I don't know if you remember the movie, but it's a scene where Ed and I are folding sheets.
Yeah.
And I go to the laundry and I grab the sheet and I put it over my head like a Klansman.
Yeah.
That scene was all improv and it came out of us discussing, you know,
all what it means and where it comes from.
How ignorant racism is, no matter what.
Because your character's the one that kind of turns Ed around.
Yeah, kind of turn Ed around a little bit.
Yeah, it gives him an idea that it's not all, you know,
it's all crap. And once he saw in prison that, you know, this Aryan Nation was selling drugs to just everybody, he was like, wait a minute, what? I need a 20. No, let me a full time out.
He's taking 20. It's an amazing movie. And you didn't wear glasses in it, did you?
No.
Yeah, okay. So there's something totally different about you looking today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was 20
years ago.
Actually,
too.
We shot it. It came out in 99, but we shot it in 87.
Oh, what?
I mean, 97.
I was going to say.
We shot it in 97. That's 97.
Not true.
97.
2 years before.
You
97.
Were 14.
So, so it's 20 years since we shot it.
Yeah. Wow. How about that?
Yeah, man.
And so that's like the high.
I was three.
Yeah, you were 3 years old. You look great.
Three.
In jail, of course. You're black.
Yeah, because I mean, that's how I know I'm attractively challenged. By the roles Hollywood give you. I'm never a leading man. It's always right. Either I'm a prisoner or a crackhead or homeless. That lets you know you're attractively challenged.
What's the one crackhead role that you got that you're like, come
I
on.
Played this, I played in an independent movie. It was straight to DVD with Isaiah Washington, who's an amazing actor. Ice-T was in it.
Oh, wow.
Torian Black used to be on old Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
And I played a lot of layers of this character. I played a homeless, paraplegic alcoholic.
And they're just like, let me call Guy.
And,
he's
right,
perfect.
Exactly.
No
and
kidding.
We shot in Atlanta, man, and it was cold. It was in the wintertime. And I like roles like that.
Yeah.
There's layers and,
you got
know,
all sorts of stuff to play
yeah,
with.
Yeah, man. It was like roles with layers, and I can go outside of who I am. And then plus, when you're playing a homeless guy and a crackhead, you know, you don't have to shower. You know, for
right.
weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I was a method actor.
Right.
So I just wanted to be stank and
you don't have
no
to stand
manicure.
Up.
No, didn't brush my teeth. I wanted to really get into the role. My excuse for not washing my Weibos.
That's right.
My Weibos was for like 3 weeks. We shot the Weibos was like sticking.
You
to,
were authentic.
Sticking to my leg.
And
like,
you didn't get up out of that chair either. What's the point of that?
Yeah, the stench.
Paraplegic.
What? Yes.
Man.
And I had the pins on.
And you're gonna do a reality show. You
and
said.
Reality show. So reality show yeah. is gonna follow me on all my projects. Like. I'm doing a documentary on comedy.
Okay.
And so it's going to be following me, you know, doing that. I'm doing a cookbook called Comedy Kitchen. It's going to follow me doing that. And okay. I just wrote my first sitcom. So it's going to follow me taking these meetings with Hollywood, getting my sitcom out there and getting the network to pick it up.
And being super busy.
Yeah.
Shopping
so the reality show. And then it's going to follow me. Like, I'm comedophobic, which is the name of my pilot.
Right.
Because I now, since I'm scarred from marriage, it's hard for me to commit to another woman now.
Of course.
So now it's like, but I'm great at advice. Oh, I'm the best.
Because you've been through it.
What?
You got life experience.
I give the best marriage advice.
Which is, don't do it.
You know, well, no. Some people they need to lock somebody down for
That's
life.
That's true.
You
That's
know,
true.
Some people just, ugly people
You're
out
better
there.
Off going this way.
Right.
Lock
yeah,
it
exactly.
down. Lock it down.
But I give,
right.
I give good relationship advice. But I'm scared of.
John, you know, so you'll never get married again, you don't think?
Probably won't.
You don't think so?
No,
see, I said the same thing, and then I you know, met the woman I'm married to now, and it was kind of unfair to place my crap on top of her.
Right.
So I'm like, ah, screw it. Get married
you talking about your life or your thing?
My thing. And my crap.
Oh, that's
my, placing
crap
placing my crap on top of her was happening already. And I'm like, if I'm going to do that, I can't place all my
emotional
stuff.
That could have
two
meanings.
Yeah.
Because I want to place my crap on top of her.
But when you turn like 38 and you still are like, this is my girlfriend, it starts being weird.
No, it doesn't.
It starts feeling
weird. No, that's when they become your niece. Oh, this is my niece. Yeah. And it's not your real niece, but I found it out.
That's pretty smart.
I did a show called The Strip in Vegas. Joe Vitarelli, who played Jelly in Analyze This. It's funny because he played our boss in the show. Me and Sean Patrick Flannery, who's Powder in the movie Powder.
Right.
So every day, he's Italian. So every day, you know, he has, hey, guy, meet my niece, and, you know, Italian girl. And he says, hey, guy, meet my niece, and it's a black girl. And, hey, guy, meet my
everybody's
like,
his niece.
There's a different niece every other day. And I caught on real quick. Oh.
That's smart. Nobody's asking questions about
right.
that.
But when they're Jewish and black and you're Italian.
You kind of know.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
isn't happening.
Yeah, something ain't adding up.
I also didn't
this
like
not
that
Trump
you,
country.
When you said Sean Patrick Flannery, you pointed to me.
Powder.
I don't think
powder.
You didn't realize that. You just pointed directly at him. Yeah, you did. You don't even know you did
you
it, but
not
you did
so
it.
Much.
Yeah, you said, you know that's powder.
Yeah,
you put your hand right
at
it.
He looks at me and not so much.
I got a powder look, but I don't need it brought up.
Yeah, he's a powderish. You know.
I've got a powder.
So it's only a matter of time before he looks at me on Chris Farley or something like that. Or
Rosie
John
O'Donnell.
Yeah,
one of those.
No. You have a different follicle system than they have.
See, he thinks he's got a full head of hair.
Your follicles have.
He's bald, isn't he?
Okay,
is he
Buddy
bald?
Hackett.
Yeah, well,
Don Rickles, young Don Rickles.
I would say Don Rickles, one of my favorite comedians.
The best, yeah.
One of the best, Mr. Warmth, man.
Well, Guy, we're looking forward to all the stuff you got going on, and the reality show will be fun. And say hi to your mom for us.
Hey, Mom.
Guy Tori at Stand Up Live this weekend, 480-719-6100 if you want to go standuplive.com. Leave us with words of wisdom, Guy. Anything you got to say?
The Guy Comedy Show, Guy Tori Comedy Show is the best damn comedy show, period.
Okay.
I'm the only comic that travels with a guarantee. When you come to my show, if you don't have a good time, I'm always in the lobby after the show. Come up to me with your ticket stub and say, Guy, I did not laugh. I would take you back to the box office myself.
Really?
And I would show you the sign that says, no refund, get your ass out of here.
Guy Tori, everybody.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.